you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Why, hello there, and welcome to another episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the loyal listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal, fantastic, fabulous female-fronted radio week after week. For 22 years now, you have let me make you a 2-hour mixtape of music, and I'm going to continue doing that for you week after week. So a big, huge thank you for tuning in. Lots of music to get to coming up in this episode. In the first hour alone, I've got music on the way from Girl Ray, Maggie Rogers, Jenny Lewis. Music on the way from She and Him. Music on the way from The Go-Go's. Jill Sobule. Coming up, it is going to be music from our number one selection when we counted down our top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2023. But let's kick off the entire 2 hours with new music from alternative folk singer-songwriter Toronto's very own Charlotte Cornfield, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
You said let's go swimming on the far side of the island. That night no one was around. I locked my bike to the fence, a couple glasses of wine, and threw my helmet on the ground. Far from the bus hole, we stood. Could have done anything. We could have done anything. The corrugated edges of a cardboard box, the flotsam and the jetsam strewn across the dock, the marina band playing some distant. Done anything.
Music right there from an indie folk singer-songwriter who has built a 30-plus year career writing songs with an absolute goofy streak. It is Jill Sabuel. We heard music from her 1995 sophomore self-titled album. Margaret is the name of the song. Now, Jill Sabuel is on tour, heading out later this year. For our listeners at CJAM in Windsor and Detroit, she has two appearances in the area. She will be Saturday, March 23rd in Toledo, and then on March 25th, she will be at the Arc in Ann Arbor. So nothing right directly in the Windsor, Detroit area, but both shows less than an hour drives away. She puts on a great show live. I've had an opportunity to see her before. It's almost like a storyteller type concert with, stand-up comedian, singer, songwriter concert. In the middle is our number one album that hit the top of the charts when we did our top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2023. It is the New York City cartoonist and singer, songwriter, Joanna Sternberg. Her album, I've Got Me, released in June, was my absolute favorite album of 2023 for all its quirky ways that I absolutely love it. We heard the song Stockholm Syndrome, and I'm in love with Joanna Sternberg. What can I say? Hopefully you are too. I know that that warble of a voice is a bit polarizing, but I just always, when I listen to her music, I think of that sad puppy dog in the window that you just can't help but love. We kicked off the entire 2 hours with music from Toronto indie folk singer-songwriter Charlotte Cornfield. She has a new album out, released just last year. Could Have Done Anything is the name of the album. We heard the title track from Charlotte Cornfield. Now, she is on tour in support of that album with lots of stops in lots of cities where Girly So Groovy is aired. She'll be in Vancouver on Sunday, April 28th. You can catch her in Detroit on Saturday, May 11th at L Club. For our Chicago suburb listeners in LaGrange, Illinois, you can see her Sunday, May 12th in Chicago at Lincoln Hall. Again, a singer-songwriter that just puts on a gorgeous show. Well, I feel like Jill Sabuel got me into the time machine that took me back to the mid-1990s, and here is another band that could do exactly the same. It's Winnipeg, Manitoba indie pop quartet Bell, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
About me, and it's getting harder to say goodbye. It's harder now to know just where to start. Now you've told me of your troubles, burst my bubble, broke my heart. It just goes to show I never thought a lot. I took the things you did and said for granted. Now I've landed in this mess. Do 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 do.
Going back 43 years, that is music from iconic California Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the Go-Go's, with their song This Town. That comes from the band's 1981 debut album, Beauty and the Beat. In the middle, it is another band that found themselves part of our top 10 list for 2023. 1980's Bubblegum is an essential collection of songs by an unjustly obscure Australian band known as The Particles. The band made jangly rock that helped invent indie pop in the early 1980s. The song we heard is called Dresses and Shoes, and again, that's from the new compilation album, 1980s Bubblegum, released back in the summer. Starting things off with that set, it is now defunct Winnipeg, Manitoba indie rock quartet Bell, B-E-H-L, making music in the mid to late 90s and early 2000s. We heard the song Waiting for June. That is the title track from Bell's sophomore and final album, Waiting for June, released in 2000, 24 years ago. Blows my mind when I put it like that. All right, lots more music to come. Coming up in the next half hour here on the show, I've got music on the way from She and Him. I have music on the way from Girl Ray. Hi, I'm Maggie Rogers. And whoa, did somebody say Tammy Wynette? Yes, Tammy Wynette coming up as well. But coming up next, it is music from one of our honorable mentions of 2023 for her fifth solo album, Los Angeles singer-songwriter and Rilo Kiley frontwoman, Jenny Lewis, found herself packing up and moving to Nashville to record her post-pandemic album, appropriately called Joy All. That's up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Into the next, out of the weeds, blend.